Okay, the Suns are in some pretty ominous form. That's another pretty big challenge for you guys.
Yeah, it is another big challenge for us. Obviously, they knocked off Freo over in the West last week, so they're up and about. But, yeah, we give ourselves every chance.
You mentioned before you've done your homework. Just tell us to what extent.
Obviously, just go through their strengths, really, how they sort of played the first 2 weeks of the season and what they're doing really well. So, obviously, their run through the midfield's key for them. And, obviously, got a couple of good forwards up there in Lynch, and Martin's kicked a few as well.
What's been the theme of the week on the track? What's Brendan sort of the message to try to get through?
More about just bouncing back. A six-day turnaround for us, so all about recovery and getting away together as a group for the first time with obviously our new coaches and quite a few new players as well.
Dale Thomas has copped so much criticism over his career for being such a big name recruit to Carlton, but was last week his best game he's played for the Blues? Do you think he was on fire?
Yeah, he played really well. It was really impressive. I think he really stood out with his intensity at the ball and at the man. So hopefully it's a building block for Dale, and we can see more of that in the future.
Is that more of a product of his getting his body right? Does he feel like his body's back to where it should be or near there?
Yeah, I think so. He's had some horrible luck since he's been at Carlton. He did all last pre-season and then did his shoulder first minute of round one. So I think doing all pre-season this year, got a few pre-season games under his belt and was holed out of round one, but yeah, he's up and about at the moment.
That would help motivate him to sort of, I suppose, prove the doubters wrong?
I don't know, you'd have to ask Dale if that comes into his mind. He's a professional, so I think he wants to perform every week he's out there. The body's feeling great, so I think that's definitely going to contribute to his form.
If he is playing at his best, is he one of the most valuable in the team, do you think, for what he provides?
Yeah, no doubt. His composure with the ball, his skills with the ball as well, just adds another link to our midfield. So, yeah, when he's up and about, which we haven't seen too much at Carlton, it's definitely going to help us.
Tell us a bit about the Irishman coming in this week.
Yeah, Kieran, he's had a good pre-season. Had some bad luck with his hamstrings last year, but he's just a competitor. Loves to compete, trains really hard. You'll definitely see a bit of flair from him, a bit of run and dash, so looking forward to playing with him.
He's got genuine leg speed, is that one of his strengths?
Yeah, he does. He's a real genuine athlete, off the line movement and speed, and kicks the ball really well for like Zach as well. So I'm pretty sure he'll be coming out of the fence. Probably see him having a few run and bounces.
And how's young Blaine Bokhurst being, given that he was at the front of a bit of a staging on this allegation?
Blaine's just taking it with a grain of salt, really. It hasn't worried him too much. He'll turn up this week, he'll play his natural game, and yeah, I'm sure we'll see a positive result for him.
I think Brendan did say that it had to be raised, it had to be addressed. Was it addressed with the entire group or just Blaine individually?
I don't think it would have been addressed, only the media. They jumped on it so much that it was spoken about, but it's not a trend at our club, it's not a trend in Blaine's game, so I don't think we need to worry about it too much.
Gold Coast Suns have been in red hot form, unbeaten. You beat them last year. Do you start to study their form this year? Has much changed, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I think Hall's emergence through the midfield. When we played them last year, Gary wasn't out there as well, so you can't really look too back on last year's form. It's definitely what they've done this pre-season and in the first two rounds of the season.
If you get a chance, do you like to run with Gary and sort of take him on head-to-head?
I don't know. If I get through the midfield, obviously I'll be thereabouts around him. It'll definitely be a team role on Gary. He's an absolute superstar of the comp, so I don't think one person will be able to lock down on him. I think team role through all the mids will try and take care of him.
And a lot of people would call it an upset if you beat him. You don't see it that way?
No, I don't think so. I think the form from all sides in the start of the season is that it's going to be a very competitive season. Everyone's pretty even, and if you don't show up and don't have the right intensity, you're just not going to win games. So that's our main focus, and if we can put that into place, we'll be every chance.
Thank you very much.